In Genoa, Italy, early today, police raided a school used by protesters as a headquarters to organize demonstrations outside meetings of the Group of Eight industrialized nations. The protesters have changed the image of international summit conferences. There was a time, not so long ago, that half a dozen or eight world leaders could get together at a seaside resort or alpine castle to talk about world order, hold formal dinners, offer toasts to one another, and line up to pose for pictures. The summit Summiteers would, in turn, be pretty much assured an unblemished display of camaraderie on the front pages of newspapers around the world. But no more. The pictures of presidents and prime ministers now share the limelight with photographs of violent protests at meetings of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the Group of Eight. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has been covering the protests at this week's meeting in Italy, and she joins us on a cell phone from the streets of Genoa. Good morning, Silvia.
Good morning, Leanne.
Tell us more about what happened today and the raid on the protesters' offices.
Well, sometime after midnight, there was several hundred police, Italian police special units dressed in full riot gear broke down the door of a school in a nearby building where some of these activists were staying. They searched the premises, confiscated computer disks, and carried away sacks reportedly filled with iron bars, clubs, knives, and black overalls that they found there. They also arrested about 10 activists. They were both Italians and members of other European countries. A spokesman for the Genoa Social Forum, which is the umbrella group for the protest organizations, he said that the police trashed the offices, smashed the computers to the ground, and roughed up several of the activists. Some of them had to be hospitalized. The raid appeared to be aimed at tracking down the anarchists, the hardcore protesters, who were responsible for most of the violence on the street.
The violence on the street, you're talking about anarchists, they seem pretty organized for anarchists.
Right. And anarchy is a definition for unplanned and unregimented. But we saw carefully planned or actions yesterday. They actually kind of have a division of labor. Some of them are stone throwers, some smash shop windows. Then they're the looters who go in and strip the place clean. And then there's the shock troops who carry kind of makeshift plastic shields, and they charge the police line. Well, their strategy was really clear yesterday. We saw them as they would infiltrate the march at one point, then break out and start provoking the police by hurling rocks and firebombs at them. The police would fire tear gas back and so hit all the other members of the march, all the nonviolent ones. So we saw them carrying out these hit-and-run charges throughout the afternoon, and they're really a scary bunch. They resemble the hooligans who provoke violence for violence's sake at soccer matches in many parts of Europe. They're under the name Black Bloc. Black is the color of the anarchist flag, and it was coined by German police. The movement started in Germany, but it's spread now. They're Greeks, French, Italians, as well as members of the Basque separatists of ETA. And they're mainly guys in their teens or 20s. They dress in black. They wear hoods. And they first attracted attention in the Seattle riots against the World Trade Organization meeting in 1999. And they've been popping up more and more often at these gatherings now.
These protesters have been actually distracting attention away from those who are protesting peacefully. You mentioned them. What's the objective of those who are peaceful in their protests?
Well, you know, there were a lot of slogans and banners, and there was lots of causes. Some of them even may be contradictory among themselves, drop the debt, debt relief for poor countries. There was a lot of environmentalists and so forth. The basic purpose of the protest was to make known to the G8 leaders, the demonstrators, opposition to what they consider savage globalization. It's an effort, they say, led in great part by the United States to create a standardized, homogenized world for the benefit of big multinational corporations that exploit the poor and devastate the environment. But the violence and death not only overshadowed the G8 summit, it also drowned out the nonviolent message.
And how do the nonviolent protesters feel about the fact that their message has been drowned out?
Oh, well, they're furious. There's no question about that. However, you know, this escalation of violence and the death of one protester on the first day on Friday, it's really raising questions among the leaders of the movement about the usefulness of continuing to besiege these international gatherings with huge numbers of people. Several of the older charity organizations that had come to Genoa withdrew from the march yesterday after Friday's violence because they felt there was an insufficient guarantee for their safety. And even before the summit began, several big, well-established non-governmental organizations that have been very active campaigners on development and environmental issues refused to come to Genoa precisely because they feared the riots could only harm their cause.
Sylvia, President Bush now goes from Genoa to Rome. He's going to meet with the Pope. What's on the agenda for that discussion?
Well, it's going to be actually a very brief meeting. It's only going to be about a half hour long. And I think there's certain things that are going to certainly be, they'll be talking about many issues, the controversial decision President Bush is expected to make on stem cell research. But clearly for President Bush, it's a very important meeting in particular because to be seen, to be photographed with the Pope because he's courting the Catholic vote in the United States. And it'll be an important symbolic meeting for President Bush.
NPR Sylvia Poggioli on the streets of Genoa, Italy. Thanks a lot, Sylvia.
Thank you, Leanne.